Extreme Bits.
This is Extreme Bits.
You're listening to Extreme Bits.
Why everyone's quitting.
Everyone's quitting, yes.
Yeah, Chris isn't here.
Where is Chris? It's Extreme Bits Radio Show.
Oh, well, welcome.
Hi.
I'm here.
Jason is here.
I'm excited.
We're excited. I'm here. I'm Eddie. And Chris isn't here tonight because
his driver.
Sick.
I was going to say his driver couldn't drive him,
AKA his mother.
Yeah.
But we better not talk about him too much behind his back. Remember he got pissed about that last week? He's like, I don't talk about people behind their backs.
Oh, yeah.
He got all indignant on us.
Yeah, what a prank. And he does, though.
He does, yeah. He's like, sometimes he likes to be all high and mighty. Chris is our co-host if you're a first-time listener. Let's see if we can get his sick ass on the phone real quick. Since we don't want to talk about him behind his back, but he's not here.
Yeah.
So,
it's easier to talk shit about him when he's... No, it's pretty easy when to his face, too.
Yeah, it is. It's, we'll see if he answers. If he doesn't answer, we'll continue to talk shit about him behind his back.
You know, I'm one of those people, I don't mind I'll talk shit about you behind your back, but I'll do it to your face.
Yeah,
too.
I do it from all angles.
Unless I feel like it, you might hurt yourself.
Yeah.
And then I might not say it to your face, but I'll certainly do it behind your back still.
Right.
I mean, that's logical in my mind.
That makes sense.
Hi, you've reached Chris Barr at
30. We should just give his number out.
I know. Maybe we should just give out his phone number. And if anybody would like to call our co-host Chris and ask if he's doing okay and check in on him.
Yeah, maybe send him some chicken noodle soup.
He might need some soup. He's a little sick, which is weird. I don't know. Do you believe him? Do you think he's really sick?
Yeah.
You
it's
do?
Been going around.
Something has been going around.
I almost called in sick, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, we usually go about, like, maybe three shows in a row, and then something usually happens.
Yeah.
Which somebody so gets tough. Sick. Well, yeah, it's just life.
The studio is just so far away. It's to do a two-hour show, it takes me 4.5 hours.
Yeah, I know. It does suck.
That's commitment.
Yeah, well.
I'm here 80% of the time.
Yeah, I know, you are.
Of the shows we have.
What's that? You have to
get right on that mic.
Get right up on that mic.
Like a cock.
He's here for 80% of the shows you guys have, but we cancel about 95% of the ones he doesn't make.
Because I'm not. So what does that tell you, Megan?
That your real attendance rate, I would say, is about 40%.
What?
She's doing some crazy math.
Yeah.
Who are you?
That's public school education right there.
I went to private school.
That's private school education right there. That's even worse.
That's way worse. I'm sorry you went to private school.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Do you
that.
Feel privileged?
Can you apologize to the audience for going to private school?
I hate people like
no.
you.
No.
I'm privileged. I'm going to walk even though if the walking guy on the sign isn't on and it says a hand. I'm still going to walk and you're going to have to stop.
That's not
me.
Privilege. That's stupid.
Or is
I don't
it?
Know. Is it?
Yeah.
I say privilege is the same thing.
No. Privileged yes. people are driving. Duh.
Are driving.
Not walking.
Yeah, who would walk?
So I'm going to blame global warming on privileged people then.
Yeah, you can.
Because they drive everywhere.
And their Hummers and their SUVs.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Think about our children's 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 children.
But who cares? Because the world is ending.
Tomorrow.
At or
sunset.
If you're hearing this in podcast form, then it didn't happen. But we should still be alarmed.
Or it did happen, and this is the only record of civilization before the big quake.
If you're listening live tonight, this could be the last transmission ever that the human race will have. But what if this is the only thing that survives the apocalypse?
Oh, God help us.
And then the next batch of human race.
Like, what the hell?
Like, what is this?
We're going to be exactly the opposite of these guys.
Yeah. Who the hell are these guys?
You know what? I don't think Chris is sick. I think he's hunkering down somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. But that's another thing. Why would he miss the possibly last show ever because of the world ending?
I don't know. Let me put this on you.
Yeah.
Okay, so the world, something horrific happens tomorrow night.
Yeah. Well, it's actually supposed to happen.
Sunset.
In the morning.
Oh, is it sunrise?
Six a.m.
No, sunset.
That's impossible. Impossible. The sun doesn't set everywhere at the same time. The world can't end half one part, half the other part.
It goes time zone by time
zone. It depends. What if it's a quake?
That's what they
say. And it's rippling through the Earth's crust.
Oh, come on.
888-99-IDOBE if you think the world is ending.
A little scared, actually.
You think, you think the world is ending?
Well, I don't think, I really don't believe it's happening. But like today at work, when I was washing my bowls, I was like, oh God, maybe I should call my parents. I'm like,
just
oh,
tell
God.
Them you love them.
Yeah. And I was like, this is good for us. We should pretend the world ends more. Trick people. Because then people will be better.
Now, I've heard stories of people who truly believe in this, and they sold off their houses, quit their jobs.
Idiots.
What are they going to do on Sunday when we're still here?
Be the biggest dumbass in the world.
Like, what would you do there? Like, how would you face your family and friends if you have any, which you're crazy, so you probably don't.
Well, those people are so just goddamn crazy, they'll probably say to themselves, oh, this was part of God's plan. He wanted me to go through so I could have a learning experience. I'm glad this happened. Thank you, Jesus.
Or they're all going to go into some weird house and all drink Kool-Aid that's got poison in it.
Yeah, maybe
kill themselves. Like,
you know what? Those people should do that. They should all just go drink Kool-Aid and poison themselves and just be done with it.
Now, I tell you what, though, Eddie. I really want to just go out on like street corner and say the end is near sign. I have that out. I'm like, the end is near, and act like the crazy guy.
Yeah.
Just to see what people's reactions are.
I bet you get a lot of reactions.
That'd be fantastic.
People would honk their horns.
I think that'd be hilarious.
Damn. Too bad we didn't have that idea earlier. We could have planned something with a sign out on the street corner.
Yeah, we could have done like, I'm sure Megan would have bedazzled it or something. And
or vajazzled it, perhaps.
Vajazzled it.
Vajazzle the sign.
I like vajazzle. That's a great word.
Those are real things.
Vajazzled?
Yeah, they're diamonds on the vagina.
Oh. I just figured it was another way of saying a girl touched it, and so it's gay now.
No, it's real. It's like, you know how people bedazzle their phones and shit? You can do that on vaginas also.
Like full on like around the lips or what?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, let's get
what?
Let's get to the more. We'll talk about that a little more.
What
in
if
a
you
second.
Lose one?
I don't know. What if it falls inside of you? I know there's a lot of questions to be asked. All right, you can't really.
Oh, do you think they would cut your penis?
Yeah, I was gonna say you can't bang a chick when she's
been dazzled down in the nether regions.
Yeah. Okay. Hang on. Let me grab this phone call here. Extreme Bits.
Yo, listen, my name is Chris Perry, and I love y'all's show. Y'all been doing great, and if the world didn't, y'all should keep your show.
Well, thank you. If the world does end, we will continue this broadcast just for you.
Yes. And it'll be over like CB radio or something, so.
Yeah, we'll find some old CB radios.
I'll still tune in.
Yeah.
Very nice. Where do you live?
I want to say Texas.
I am here in Alabama.
Alabama.
And what do you think about this whole world-ending thing? Do you think it's going to happen?
No, I think people are just dumbasses.
Oh, thank you.
But it's an excuse to party.
So
I agree.
I guess you completely.
Let me ask you this. What if the world doesn't? How would you look back now?
Ooh, I'd probably be a dumbass just laying on my bed playing video games.
Well, there you go.
Very nice. Thanks for calling in, all right?
Anytime, man.
Pick on your face and listen to Extreme Bits. I'll trip in and you'll hurt yourself.
The Extreme Bits. Welcome back. Eddie had no idea what to say right there. So,
yeah, why should I say?
I got your back. I got your back, bro.
Well, you know, usually for a lot of radio shows, when people come back on the air, they always have something to say. Like, it's the Rush Limbaugh Show from the Excellence in Broadcasting Center.
I ate a box of fish sticks today.
I think we should just come on the air and go, ah!
Oh. That makes it sound like we don't want to be here, though. Ooh, I actually like playing music more than I like talking.
Oh. Shout out to Sean. He's listening in Morocco. I think he's in the armed services. Sean, if you're still listening, what is up? He posted on the Extreme Bits Facebook. That's facebook.com/Extreme Bits. Pretty sweet.
What did he say?
Oh, he just said, hey, listening from Morocco. Hello. So, hello to you.
If I believe, yeah.
So with the world ending, supposedly, here tomorrow, Jason, I thought we'd maybe call a few people on Craigslist who are trying to sell certain things and see if we can just get them to give it to us since the world is ending.
Yeah.
You like that idea?
Yeah, I like that.
Like that. So let's see if this person answers to the phone. They are they're selling a pair of speakers, JBL house speakers, for $60. And let's see if you can talk them.
Me? I'm going to do it?
Yeah, you want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Should I call their cell or their home? They put two numbers.
Let's do cell.
Yeah. Who answers their home phone?
Who has a home phone?
I don't know. It's a little weird.
Yeah. They're old.
They're in very good condition, too. They have an impedance of 8 ohms. Whatever that means.
Ohms. I feel like we learned that in physics.
Impedance?
Ohms.
They are made in the USA.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing all right.
Hey, my name's Craig. I'm calling on your post on Craigslist about the speakers for $60.
The JBLs.
Yeah, JBLs. What a great set of speakers those are. Do you still have them?
I certainly do. I just put them in today, yeah.
All right. So can you tell me a little bit about them? Like, how often did you use them? Did you keep them clean? What kind of wiring harness you used with them?
Just like regular old speaker wires. I don't know, what are they, like 18 gauge?
All right.
I didn't drive them too hard. They're more like I was using them as a surround speaker.
Okay.
I don't smoke, so it doesn't smell like smoke.
All right.
And they work pretty good. The cabinets are in decent shape, but they do have like minor scratches, you know, but nothing really noticeable.
All right. So I'm just going to get down to the dirty here. What's the bare minimum you're looking for?
Bare minimum?
Yeah.
I'll take $50 for them.
$50? We got to go lower than that, my friend. You know what tomorrow is, right?
No, I don't.
It's the end of days.
Oh, that.
Rapture is coming, my friend. God will reign supreme. I'll give you $10.
Oh, boy, I hope not.
I'll give you $10.
For me?
$10.
$10.
Thinking, yeah, because I'm only going to get one night out of them. Possibly.
Oh, no, thanks.
God will reign supreme.
Yeah, he probably will, but I'm going to just have to.
You're going to regret that. You could use that $10 to buy your family some water or something when the world ends tomorrow. $10.
I'm sorry, I can't do that.
No, you can do that, and you want to do that. Jesus loves you.
No.
No, he does. He does. He loves you. If you give me the speakers for $10, you will be guaranteed a seat in heaven for you and your loved ones. Guaranteed, my friend.
I'm sorry, but no can do, sir.
$10 will get you into heaven. If you do not do $10, you're going to hell.
I might have to pick my chance on that.
You're going
to
go burn in hell for eternity to save $50. That's what you're saying. You're gonna burn in hell for eternity for $40.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got it on eBay, too. I got it on eBay for $50.
Yeah, you're not going to get anything. No one wants. No. You're going to burn in hell. I'll give you $10 cash. Cash monies.
Cash monies.
Or you're going to burn in hell.
All right.
Enjoy the rapture.
Nice job, Jason.
No, sorry.
All right. We have Russ. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing? We have Russ on the line. He is the founder of Music Saves Lives. We're live on the air here, Russ.
All right. Awesome. Hey.
Hey, Russ.
I hear all the applause. It's good. How is everybody doing?
We're good. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. I apologize. I know you guys have been trying to beat me down. I had to plug in my phone. It was almost dead. So.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those damn iPhones just don't hold a charge.
Yeah, they drain. You play Angry Birds all day, and they just drain the battery.
Exactly.
So what's happened with Music Saves Lives?
How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, man.
Hey, we're out there. Good. Yeah, we're out there. We've got blood drives running already. We've got gosh, just everything going on. We've had our kickoff party. We had Jenny McCarthy. I don't know if you guys went up online and saw the picture of Jenny McCarthy. And she signed a guitar for us. Kind of cool. Then immediately went into registering people for the Merrill program out in UCSD. And then Jimmy E. World did a signing with us and met 20 of those people that signed up. And, you know, so it's just back to back to back, everything going on.
So for anybody who doesn't know exactly what you do, you want to just give a quick synopsis?
Absolutely. What we do is we encourage everybody to go out and do something to save a life. If it's run a blood drive, go donate blood, run a marrow drive, sign up for a marrow program and save somebody with leukemia. Whatever it is, right in your city, that's what we want you to do. And if you're getting ready to go out and do all of that, what we try to do is plug you back into the music industry, give you VIP passes to Warped Tour, get you to meet a band, get you backstage, whatever we can do to help encourage everybody to do it. That's what we do.
Very nice.
That's kind of the.
And you guys started this like probably about what 4 or 5 years ago point.
This is now our 6th year.
Whoa,
6th year.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
It seems like it was just yesterday that Jason and I were out there in LA on the Warped Tour.
Crashing on your couch.
Crashing on your couch, eating your wife's delicious dinner.
Yeah, pasta.
That's right. You got that. That was great. You guys need to come out and do that again for sure.
Yeah,
that was good.
Maybe this time we'll afford a hotel. But
I'll bring my little baby that's coming. We'll bring a little kid
there
coming.
Oh, Jason is expecting.
Hey,
by
not?
The way.
Oh well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So you guys are always welcome in our home anytime. Anytime.
Do you have any? Thank you, sir. And same to you if you're ever out here and you need a place to crash.
It is crazy to see how Music Saves Lives has come so far in 6 years. You're doing good work.
It's shocking to me too. I mean, last year we almost did 80,000 blood donations tied to the Warped Tour, and then this year we ended up we're partnering with Mayhem Festival. And so this year we're going to take advantage of 2 different concert tours, and we're probably going to go over 100,000 blood donations.
Wow.
Pretty amazing.
That is amazing. So, it's crazy to see how far, you know, the program's come along in the last 6 years. So,
I never would have thought.
And that,
so it's good.
You guys have been growing leaps and bounds, and here on Extreme Bits, I think we've gained about, what, ten more listeners, would you say?
Really? 10? We're up to 10?
I think we have 10 more listeners than we did.
I was thinking 5.
Maybe 5 more. 5 to 10 more people are now listening to the show.
Yeah, so good on us.
That's good. At least we'll have 10 more people going out and donating, I hope.
Well,
there you go.
Or yes. Something like that.
And if anybody wants to get involved with Music Saves Lives, musicsaveslives.com, and that's where you can sign up for their newsletter, and they send you a little email, I'd say maybe once a month. And is that how often? Kind of periodically.
Yeah, you know what? When it gets really, like, we'll sometimes once a week if it gets really busy with some really cool stuff. But other than that, we don't bug you too much. So
only when there's important information.
Yep, exactly. Only important information.
Such as where and when you can sign up for a blood drive and all the Warped Tour information, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, yes. You can actually go now to either .com or .org. The .org is actually our official site, but the .com will direct you right there. It has a cool little video up, but other than that, so it's all good.
Well, cool, man. That's awesome. It's always exciting to hear what's going on with you guys, and I'm sure we'll see you at some point at Warped this year and possibly at the Mayhem Festival.
Yeah.
So.
That would be great. I really hope you guys come out and see us, and we'll look forward to it. Yeah, one of these days you got to get back. You can stay at the house, like I said. It'd be awesome.
Well, next time we're out in L.A., we will hit you up.
We're going to bring our girlfriends, our kids. We're coming out in trailers. The Winnebago.
Okay, that sounds awesome. So, all right.
All right, thanks, Russ. MusicSavesLives.com. Always a pleasure. We will catch up with you again soon.
Yes, I will talk to you guys soon. Hey.
All right. See ya.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, guys.
There's Russ from Music Saves Lives. Always
great program.
It really is. I mean, we support it here on Extreme Bits.
And we've been supporting it since the infancy.
We were the founding media outlet. Now they're on Comedy Central. Yeah. If it weren't for this show propelling Music Saves Lives
Do you feel like we did something wrong where they're like going into mainstream, you know, Comedy Central and what have you?
I think they've wanted us to be involved every year.
Yeah.
I mean, like last year, remember we did some Warped Tour stuff with them and.
Yeah. Well, either way, it's great cause.
Great cause, MusicSavesLives.com. Hi, Extreme Bits, you're on the air. What can we do for you? You are on the air. Turn down your radio. Oh, yeah, idiots.
Oh, they hung up. No, they're not idiots. They're scared.
They're like, oh, my God, my two favorite people in the whole world are on the line.
What did I tell you?
Got to be nicer to the listeners.
We used to have people calling all the time, and then we were really dicks to them because we thought, like, it was an endless supply of listeners.
Yeah.
Or callers, I mean.
Yeah, then it just kind of
And then it just kind of died off. And
yeah.
That well ran dry, dude.
Please do call us back, sir.
We'll be really nice.
In fact, we can call him back. Maybe his phone cut out.
I don't know why you always assume it's a him, but I'm hoping it's a girl.
We'll call him or her back.
No, wrong number.
That's not the wrong number.
That is the wrong number.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
God damn it. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Don't argue with me. There's
no.
Yes.
Oh, do you think that's Russ?
No.
Why is that the wrong number?
Because just trust me. It's the wrong fucking number.
Oh.
Will you trust me? I'm not running the board, but I know what I'm talking about.
Okay, I trust you. That's the wrong number.
It's the wrong number.
So you're saying I shouldn't fix it?
Let's hit a break. Let's hit a couple songs here. We'll get this addressed and we'll call them back and give them a shock of their lives.
Okay.
You'll be like that one guy from Extreme Home Makeover.
That douche?
Yeah.
I hate that guy.
Yeah. Well, you're that guy.
You son of a bitch. Hi.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
Who's this?
Who is this?
This is Austin.
Oh, hey, Austin.
Hey.
I was wondering if you wanted to play today. Play baseball.
Who's this?
It's Mike. Idiot.
And Steve. Shut up. Don't call him an idiot.
Sorry. But
let's go play baseball.
You want to play some baseball?
In the cul-de-sac?
I hate baseball.
You hate baseball? No, we played last week.
Remember? I stubbed my toe.
Yeah. You're such a pansy, you little girl. Anyway.
Me? Pansy? Bullshit.
You want to play baseball or
not? Go play baseball. You can be catcher. You can be catcher this time.
Hell no.
Oh, what? You're too good for us now? What, do you have new friends?
Yeah. You're going to go play in another cul-de-sac.
Now, who the fuck is this?
You're a jerk. Why would you go get new friends at us?
Our friends are the best.
No, who is this?
Oh, seriously. Okay, let's go get ice cream. You don't want to play baseball, we'll go get ice cream.
You don't know who I am, do you?
Austin?
You're Austin, okay? We know.
Come on, bro.
Which Austin?
Fine, we'll play Xbox.
Do you want to stay inside? That's fine.
You never want to play outside.
You always pick what we do, you know? It's fine. We were just trying to get something new and creative.
You guys are creepy.
Hey, it's Extreme Bits. You called us.
Yeah.
And you hung up.
We have caller ID.
Oh, that cool radio station?
This is the cool radio station.
The cool radio show you just called and you hung up.
Why'd you hang up?
I don't know.
Did we scare you?
Were you intimidated?
Yeah, just a bit.
You got a little nervous and you're like, oh my God, I'm on the radio.
Those old guys were scary.
So did you need something? Is there something we can do for you?
You have a request?
Or you just want to say hi?
Well, it's like the first time I've ever listened to this radio station. I like it.
Well, thank you. Thanks for listening to the show.
It's the show. It's not the station. Let's keep that in mind. It's the show you like, not the station.
All right, the show. The show, then.
Thank you. Well, make sure you friend us on Facebook.
All right.
Cool, man. Thanks for listening.
Tell your friends. We're the hippest thing around right now.
We're hip.
Yeah. We're like the biggest thing, the next big thing. And you could be the start of it, Austin.
All right.
And 6 months from now, your friends are going to look back and be like, man, this show is epic. And they'll all look back to you for showing them the way.
You guys are awesome.
Cool. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk soon.
All right.
You're awesome.
Thanks. Extreme Bits Radio Show. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Did you miss us?
Of course they missed
us. No,
duh.
Hugo. That was a rhetorical question, Eddie.
They were probably crying and
saying, are they going to come back? I don't know. Are they going to come back?
Are they going to give me more magic?
Yeah, I bet there's some listeners out there that actually go, while we're on break, when we're not talking, go back and listen to podcasts until we come back.
So that way we're always on.
Always in their ears.
Speaking of the podcast, you can download that at extremebits.com, xtremebits.com. And if you are a podcast listener, thank you. Tell your friends. And remember, you can listen to the podcast with the Stitcher app on your mobile device, your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Droid. It's Stitcher in the App Store. Pretty cool. I've listened to a couple shows on that just to kind of see what it's like. And it's pretty handy.
Really?
I just plug my phone into my car stereo like it's an iPod.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I got the show.
Wow.
On the go.
So it's like an iPod.
You plug your phone into the, basically.
Yeah, your iPhone is an iPod. I don't know if you knew that. You could probably download the show onto your iPod or iPhone and it'd be.
There's like lots of avenues. I'm just saying if you want to stream it without downloading it. I don't even use the iPod on my phone at all.
At all?
No.
Do you even have an iPod anymore?
I do. I still use that. But I don't.
But not the iPhone. It'd probably kill your battery, right?
No, I find myself streaming more. Like I stream Pandora.
Oh, okay.
And like other stuff.
That's cool.
Some internet radio. I listen to it from time to time. So that's what I use that for.
Hmm.
You don't have a smartphone yet. I think you're one of the few people who don't.
No.
You're probably one of the last people.
Really?
What? Megan, get on the mic.
Did you know I haven't had a cell phone for a whole month?
What?
How's that going for you?
Why?
Because it broke, and then I said, it's kind of nice. I'm not going to get one yet.
Get right up on that mic.
I said that my
cell phone... heard you. I'm just saying.
So you don't have a... So if anyone wants to get a hold of you...
They can't.
When you're at home, no, they call Eddie.
No, I don't give them Eddie's number.
Really?
The only number that makes me accessible is Eddie has my work number.
All right, and so,
it's, family. Like it's like the early 90s. If I want to talk to her, I have to call her work and say, hey, is Megan available?
You know what you should do? You should go to a pager.
I was thinking about it, yeah.
But pager?
It's
yeah.
So I'm nice. Like,
the pager's still around, isn't it? And the doctors
yeah,
have
doctors
it.
Doctors have them.
Yeah, you can get a pager still.
They're probably really expensive at this point because they're so rare.
Yeah.
They probably went from cheap to really...
Did you ever have a pager?
Really, no.
I remember in like middle school, I was like, man, I really want a pager. Everyone had a pager. I was like, I really want one.
That was cool back in the day.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. I got to call this. Can I borrow your phone? I got to call this guy back because he just called me.
But it is. It's really liberating.
Beep, beep,
I feel like
beep,
the new hipster.
Well, you just use
or maybe it's more
all right,
emo.
Now you're
you use
a
Facebook.
Rarely. I use Facebook when I need to tell someone something.
No, you don't. You're on it all the time, every night.
No, I have it open in a tab.
And it's the first thing you check in the morning.
It is
really?
The first
while
yeah,
in bed.
Yeah, but...
Because people can't call you now.
Right.
No, even before, when she had a
even
phone.
Even before, I just checked it on my phone.
Every morning.
But I really first don't like thing. Talking to people.
Is that... I don't know. I don't know if you're liberated or if that's just sad.
Yeah, I don't either, but I love it.
Well, you're just
are we getting
that.
To that age where we don't need to talk to our friends every day or every
yeah,
other day?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we all are.
Yeah.
I don't need to talk to anyone.
It's getting rough.
Even Facebook is too much for me to handle sometimes.
I only check that. Oh, I check it more than usual, but it's because I'm stalking people secretly.
You're doing the Facebook stalking?
Yeah. I just
I like looking at pictures and
why are you Facebook stalking?
Seeing
people?
What people are up to without having to talk to them.
Yeah, and you know what I've been doing lately?
Oh, they look like they're having fun. I got caught up. I don't need to talk to them.
I'm very unactive on Facebook, meaning that I don't ever
inactive.
I don't ever post. Yeah, I don't want people to know I'm on it.
You rarely post.
Rarely.
But you usually
because I think that's pretty. I don't know, egotistical slash.
Well, everybody on Facebook's always talking about how great their lives are, and either that or how much they suck. It's never in the middle.
Yeah, the middle people don't post.
Right. Anytime I post something, I just want it to be, you know, maybe a little funny or a little clever.
And then if I have something really good to post, sorry, I interrupted. Then I can't because then I'm like, oh, now I look like an asshole.
The only time I post is something to do with the baby.
Oh, I hate that.
Sorry.
That's one of my Facebook friends was like, they had a paragraph about their baby and how it was like not feeding right or something. And
I wouldn't have that.
I was like, are you kidding me?
No, I'm talking just pictures.
Don't be one of those people that thinks that everybody
needs to be
their baby.
Oh my God,
cute.
He ate solids for the first time.
Yeah, yeah. Don't be
I'm
that
not gonna
guy.
Do that. But pictures. I mean, family.
Sure.
Family
I mean, you
on
post pictures up. Just let him be. Yeah, just post. That's fine.
You know what?
Just pictures.
This might show how vain I am, but you know what's fun game I play with myself on Facebook is once I find
vain.
Like a friend that I a Facebook friend that I don't really know, and then I'll find a picture of like one of their friends that's either like really unattractive or like really attractive, and then so I'll look through their pictures, and all of a sudden before I know it, I'm so far away from like my
the person you know.
Well, you go less and less attractive.
Looking at these freaks.
No, that's weird.
Depending
that is,
on my
that's
mood.
Not vain. That's weird.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Like, sometimes I'll be like, whoa, that person's really ugly. I'm like, oh, look at her. Like, I'll keep going and going. And then sometimes I'll be like, whoa, hottie. And I'll be like, whoa. And then I'll get to like, I feel like I either get really high up on like the social hierarchy of people. Like this morning, for example, I found a girl I went to high school with who was getting her PhD now at
whatever.
Columbia.
Who cares? We don't care where she goes.
No, she's like a 7, but. Oh, sorry. I just took some pills.
Yeah, we don't condone that type of behavior.
Advil.
Yeah. PM. Advil PM.
But then I was Sleepy getting to time. Look at all these like really smart people.
Okay, so
and they're all friends, obviously, because I finally found like people who were LinkedIn or not LinkedIn.
She's slowing down. She's shutting down.
Who were
that Tylenol PM is kicking in?
Who were grouped in like. I found Princeton kids, and then from that, I was trying to find like the most attractive Princeton person, and I was like, they're probably one of the best people in the
Jesus,
world.
Jesus, you were really creepy on
you
Facebook.
Are really fucking creepy.
Okay, so when
you're a true stalker.
When you first started dating Eddie, and you were looking through his friends, I popped up. Did you keep looking like, oh yeah, Eddie's worth it because...
No, you know what? I didn't look for friends as much as I looked for girls.
Okay. Oh, you looked at all the girls on my face? Because I'm friends with a lot of girls on Facebook.
Are you?
Well, I didn't like go
probably
look.
Like 50%.
So you look at the females, not the males.
I look through.
Because I want to know if I'm detrimental to being a friend with Eddie or if
no.
I am a plus for him.
You're neutral.
No, I'm neutral.
Neutral.
So I'm average.
According to Facebook photos is how I base my judgments.
All right. What about Chris? Positive or negative attribute to Eddie's...
No, I'm going to say not negative nor neutral because he's kind of non-existent.
Mm. Okay, Novak.
I said my penis is the hardest.
I didn't start looking at Kyle's Facebook or become interested in it until after I met him. That's
after
when
Kyle?
He became more intriguing. All right,
well, nobody cares about our friends. That
no,
they
no,
know.
I
but
just
it is
to
interesting.
Know. I just wanted to know.
But like, I would look at girls and I'd like find a girl and I'd be like, who the heck is that?
So
and
you
then
went,
like,
you went
so you're
kind
of jealous. You're kind of
no,
possessive.
Yeah, well,
but I just don't want to know where I stand.
You're probably thinking, beginning.
Where do you think you stand?
Now?
Yeah.
On top.
All right, so when you first started dating, where'd you think you stand? So you're basically rating yourself versus
the
women in
girls?
Eddie's life.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
No,
yeah, because how did you feel? Did you feel like you had to work hard to get Eddie's attraction and love or whatever?
It creates more competition, which is attractive.
You had to work harder, and now that you're on top, you kind of
it shows
backed off the pedal.
It shows that I'm an in-demand guy, and females want to talk to me and be around me, which is
not true.
Well, I
absolutely not true, but I'm not so much anymore.
No, see, once you get into a relationship over a year, girls don't talk to you anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, go ahead. We asked like five questions.
Oh no! When I found former girls from Eddie's life, honestly, I was like, oh God! I was like, maybe he's not that great.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, well then what? Say that again. I'm sorry.
I was like.
Hurry. You're reading a text message right now. Pause.
Sorry. Yeah, I was like, crap, maybe he's weirder than I thought.
Based on the girls that he's friends with.
Yeah.
Just because they weren't
attractive. Well, I did enough stalking to figure out who was who.
They weren't attractive.
I wouldn't say unattractive. No, they weren't attractive. I just didn't think they were as attractive as me.
Oh. Well, so that is vain.
Egotistical.
Yeah.
All right.
But then again, I don't know them.
Thank you, Newswoman Megan. Why don't you respond to this text message that you just got?
You do it. I can't.
Okay, so.
I need you too.
So I'm getting back here. So you thought you were prettier than any girl Eddie was friends with?
That's what she's saying.
No, not friends with.
She needs to respond to this important text message.
Yeah, this is really important. Not friends with former lovers, from what I could tell via Facebook.
I don't know.
How can you tell?
Oh, come on.
No, you can't.
Yes.
No.
Former lovers. Okay, I am not friends with any. What constitutes a friend?
But I can find them.
How could you find them?
It's called history.
History.
On the news feed. I did. I found them.
Who was it? Name them.
Name a name. One name.
Yeah. Just put one name out there. You know that name because we say it rarely.
I knew it before. I just didn't say anything because that's creepy. But I found it because if you go to the very beginning of Eddie's Facebook history, they began a relationship and then ended a relationship.
Oh.
I didn't even know you could do that with people on their Facebook.
Yeah, I didn't know.
That is super fucking creepy.
Yeah, it is.
You have a stalker.
I know. You're a fucking stalker.
It is creepy.
You enjoy the
stalker, though. So basically, she's saying that she thinks she's prettier than
my ex-girlfriend, which is fine, because I would agree with that. Hello, you're on the air, Extreme Bits. We have Sebastian.
Oh, hi.
What's up,
Sebastian? How you doing?
Good, you?
What
are you doing? Are you walking? What the fuck is going on over there?
I'm on my way to work, actually.
But you're calling on Skype on your iPhone app?
Yep.
What can we do for you, sir?
Just wanted to call him, say hi.
Oh, hey, man.
Hello.
Thanks for listening to the show.
Cheerio.
You guys will have to excuse my English is for shit, man.
Where in the world are you?
Your shoes are really squeaky.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm in Sweden, actually.
Sweden.
Yeah.
We used to have
a fan. Jenny?
Yeah, we used to have, there's only like five of you there, right?
Jenny.
We used to have a fan named Jenny.
I don't know her last name, but maybe you know Jenny.
You have to go to work really early in the morning, don't you?
Yeah. I don't know what time it is, man.
It's like five o'clock?
Sebastian listening in Sweden is talking to us right now on Skype. And that's really fucking cool, dude, that you're up this early just for the show.
Yeah, and walking around with squeaky shoes. What's your job? What do you do for a job? Do you work as like a clown or something? Sounds like clown shoes.
Actually, no. I work at Volvo.
What?
Put together engines.
Oh, that's cool. Put together engines?
Yeah.
What kind of engines?
What car company?
Station wagons.
Oh, Volvo.
That is so typical European. That's like...
Well, that's Swedish. Volvo's Swedish.
That's true. It's like
our Ford.
Now, I know that Swedish people tend to be very particular and... very neat people. Is that correct? I mean, that's the stereotype that I have.
Neat people?
I don't know, really.
Are you like, do you like to do things right or don't do them at all? Are you one of those types of people?
Fuck it. I mean, I don't like to do things at all.
So you like an American?
Just one out. Yeah. Well, I'd say so. Less Christian.
Is your nose running right now? It seems like it might be a little cold.
Yeah, it's a little cold, and I'm allergic to this. What the fuck is it called? It comes from spring, makes you
pollen.
You know, get a runny nose.
Allergies.
Yeah.
You're allergic to allergies?
No, I don't know what the fuck it's called. It's coming from trees and, you know, grass and...
Pollen. Stuff. Pollen. It's called pollen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sebastian, I have a question for you. I want your take, a Swedish perspective on how Osama was killed.
I haven't put that much thought into it. You know, he...
You guys feel like he was a bad? Do you feel like he was a bad person? Do you feel like we were justified in killing him?
In a way, yeah. And yeah, probably. You know, the guy is a bad guy.
I picture you right now. You're walking down a long white hallway, like in Men in Black.
I was thinking he's going into like a subway right now, some type of train.
Actually, I'm in a neighborhood with a lot of, you know, apartment and stuff, and I think the people around hearing me talk to you guys and not in Swedish, they probably think I'm crazy.
Oh, yeah. Well, you are a little crazy for calling us, but I do appreciate the call. Yeah.
You guys are fun.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
I just started listening to you like 2 weeks ago, laughing my ass off.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah, we appreciate
where
that.
Where I am right now, so.
That's awesome. We do love our Swedish listeners, and
yeah, they're very dear to our hearts.
We do have some history with the Swedes and the show, so.
Really?
Yeah. We at one point we had a few, like a group of people in Sweden that would listen to the show pretty regularly, but I don't know what happened to them. I think they went to college or something.
They grew up.
I don't know what happened to those guys.
We're too immature for them.
Ah, I guess so.
Nah.
But that's cool. Very cool, man. Thanks for the call. Very nice to hear from you. Please do call in again sometime.
Yeah, I have one final question for you, Sebastian.
Yeah.
In Sweden, is it a regular thing where a girl bedazzles her vagina?
Of course.
Nah, I figured that was a Swedish thing.
They have to do that if they, you know, want to get a job.
Be more attractive.
Yeah, it's like an audition, you know.
Yeah,
right.
I feel like in Sweden, the girls are either really attractive and really hot, like hot blonde Swedes, or really nasty, ugly, furry things.
Well, you're right, that one.
There's no in between there. It's really hot or really not.
Is that true?
Yeah, really hot or really not.
Yeah,
because either
that's very true.
Oh, thank you.
You guys been here?
I've always wanted to go there.
I feel like we've been there, though. I feel like we have a pulse on the society of Sweden.
Sounds like it.
maybe we'll have to go there and we'll do a show from Sweden and you can come join us.
Eddie, name a city in Sweden.
France. Are you laughing because I'm right?
I can't. What's the capital of Sweden?
Oslo or
Oslo?
Oslo?
That's Norway.
That's Norway.
That's Norway. It's Stockholm.
Stockholm. Yeah. Fuck, I knew that. No, I really did. I had a brain fart.
Yeah.
Sebastian,
typical American. Oh, I knew that.
Sebastian, tell me the capital of New York State.
I don't know.
What would you think? Just guess.
Isn't that a trick question?
Yes, it kind of is. Unless you know your geography.
America.
I don't know, New Jersey.
He answered your question with the same answer you gave his.
Let's ask him another question about American geography. What is the capital of California?
He doesn't know this either.
We're asking Sebastian the Swede.
Sarah something.
Huh?
Sacramento.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. What'd you
think?
Yes,
it is.
Good job. Oh, okay, Eddie. Okay, we're gonna put. What's the capital of Alabama?
St. Paul, Minnesota.
That I don't know.
Alabama.
Yeah.
God damn it, that's a good one. Baton. No, that's Louisiana.
Yeah, I know. She asked Louisiana.
I don't know. What is Alabama? How come I? What is it?
Birmingham.
Yes.
Is it?
I think so.
Actually, I don't know either. I think it's Birmingham. That's only Alabama.
Sebastian.
Mobile? No, it's Mobile. Is it Mobile? I think it's Mobile.
Mobile, yeah.
Mobile. Hey. Home of the Mobile trailer home.
Sebastian, ask us a question about European geography.
Yeah, we'll ace it.
All right.
Ask us a trivia question about geography.
Shit, yeah, geography is my strongest.
It's okay. Ask us a question about Europe that you think
Finland's
we would know.
Capital.
Huh?
Finland's capital?
Yeah.
Jason?
Something to do with ice. We have Google.
I don't know.
Finland has a capital.
I'd say Newfoundland.
Fucking Canada, man. What is it? What is it, Sebastian?
Helsinki.
Oh. You know how I always used to remember that? It sounded like Heineken.
Sebastian, what the fuck are you doing?
Fucking train.
He's by a train. I told you he's by a train.
That noise you hear in the background is Sebastian on Skype in Sweden talking to us, and he's standing by a train.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, I was just on the tunnel. A fucking train is running right above it.
Right above you. He has a long walk to work, doesn't he?
I don't think they believe in anything called a car. They just work on them. I feel like they're very frugal people.
I think I'm the only 24-year-old in this country that doesn't have a driver's license.
You don't have a driver's license?
And you're 24? You sound like Chris.
What?
Insult.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
No, that's quite all right.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, but in Sweden, it's not really the same thing with a driver's license. You know, we usually when we take our driver's license, we don't take it for just automatic, you know, shift.
Spit it out.
Automatic shift. I got it. You also have to do it for the clutch standard.
Yeah, you know, we're not fat here.
Are you calling us fat?
So you think we're fat?
So you're only thin if you drive a stick. If you're fat, you drive an automatic. Is that what?
Yeah.
Oh.
Nah. I'm just kidding.
Because I'm fat and I drive a standard, so I'm a walking contradiction.
All right, Sebastian in Sweden, thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah, thanks. Good luck with your. Today's the end of the world, so make it count.
Yeah, I heard that.
Good luck to you.
It's gonna be really exciting.
Make it count.
Make it count.
Just one question, you guys. How do you see this? What do you think about this prophet?
The end of the world?
Well, we think that... I personally think that that guy is fucking nuts.
He's like
a religious fanatic, and nobody should ever respect that guy.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm going to be sick tomorrow, just in case.
I'm going to take off of work tomorrow, don't get me wrong.
This guy's been wrong too.
Yeah, you're right. He did predict the world was going to end in 1994, and last time I checked... I think that happened. Did that happen?
It's still 1994.
Oh, right. But the guy's a fucking moron, and he's an idiot. And in fact, a lot of people have donated to his church and his organization. Yeah. He's made a ton of money off of this.
You know, they quit their jobs and shit.
Yeah. Eddie was one of them.
I mean, can he go on trial for that? You know, like mass hysteria or something.
I wonder if you could sue this guy, making you believe that the world's going to end and it doesn't end. Yeah. Can you sue him?
Creating chaos.
That'd be sweet.
Creating chaos.
Yeah.
So I assume you think the same about this guy, right?
Yeah.
You agree with us?
Yeah, I do.
Well, thank you.
But I mean, look at the guy. What is it, 90? Fucking dimensional. all fibrism.
Yeah, plus he's like 95 years old, and you're right. Yeah.
Any day is the end of the day, end of the world.
He probably has a colostomy bag. And that's an insult. I don't know. Sorry to all our listeners who have colostomy bags. All right, thanks, Sebastian. We'll let you go. We'll talk again soon. Another train's going by.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Man. It's always nice when we can grasp the world's attention. And that's just an example of how we grasp all of your attention in the world.
We are riveting. We are moving.
As taut as you can.
What?
And hang on, we got Dan on the phone here. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. We talked to you a couple weeks ago, I think.
Yeah, from Australia.
Yep.
So, Dan, has the world ended yet over there in Australia?
It's close. It's 1:20 in the afternoon, so I've only got about, 3-4 hours to live?
No, it's 6 p.m. Eastern American time.
No, I read it 6 p.m. everywhere.
Really? So
because an earthquake starts and it moves around the Earth.
Oh, moves in through
and
the
it,
time zone.
It knows to stop and then go
and
to the next part
break.
Of the world when there's a... It stops the time zone lines.
Yeah, otherwise it would be a violation of human rights or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
If it doesn't get its hourly break.
Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly. So I'm glad to hear that you're still alive, Dan,
so
in Australia.
Far.
So far.
Do you live close to, like, the ocean?
Yeah, obviously. Everyone in Australia lives pretty much on the coast.
Well, what about the middle of Australia? I'm pretty sure it's an island, but it's a pretty fucking big island.
It's just all desert. There's people that live there, but they're fucking
Aborigines.
Idiots. They live underground and shit, right in the middle.
Underground?
No, on the ground.
Oh.
No, underground.
He said underground.
Underground, they sling poo at each other too, don't they?
No, I don't want to be racist and say who does that.
That's racist if you say that?
No, if I said the people who do that, yeah.
Oh, really? I wouldn't feel that's racist, but apparently I'm racist across the world.
Man, that's like saying the N-word in Australia.
Yeah, we don't say slinging poo. We don't. Doesn't work that way.
That's crazy. People live underground. So
that's a safe place, dude.
That's really
very
cool.
Very select communities in the sort of right in the center of Australia where it's like, you're talking 50 degree heats. I mean, I don't know what it is. That's like Fahrenheit. It's probably like 140 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they go underground and they like build or they dig holes and caverns and
dude,
shit.
Native Americans used to do this.
Yeah, but it's just it's
not
crazy
now
because
we have AC, but they don't, dude.
I think they work in like, I don't know. They must have some job in the mines or some shit. I don't know.
Oh,
crazy bastards.
So when the world ends, are you going to feel bad when you go knocking on their cave hole or whatever and say, hey, can I come in and hang out with you because the world's ending?
They'll probably die first, I reckon, because their caves are pretty shit. So they're probably
just
mud.
I guess if there's earthquakes, that's a good point.
Yeah, but you're going to get swept away in a tsunami, I'm sure.
Well, pretty much, yeah. I don't really care.
Yeah, well, you might. If you're gonna go out, you might as well go out swimming.
Yeah, I'll fucking get smashed tonight. I'll be dead, and I wouldn't even remember.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the way to go out. Well, good luck to you, Dan. We wanted to check in with you because we knew that you're in Australia. I guess you have T-minus 4 hours to live.
Yeah, will you Facebook me through the? It'll be through the night for me, but will you Facebook me at 6 o'clock your time and make sure that you're still alive so I don't have to worry about it tomorrow.
Yeah, the Extreme Bits Facebook. Can you
give
us an update?
Yeah, just update us at like 6:05 your time and make sure you're alive and well.
Yeah, no worries, guys.
Oh, fantastic.
If you had someone from New Zealand, they're 2 hours ahead of me, so that would be only a couple of hours to live.
Yeah. In New Zealand. I only know one person from New Zealand, and he lives here in the States now, so it won't work for me.
So
you're the closest thing. You're the closest thing for us.
Aaron.
Early alarm system. That's what you're going to be, Dan.
EAS.
EAS. Thank you.
So what happens if I just forget and I don't post it?
I'm probably going to freak out and not go to the hills.
We'll think you're dead.
Yeah, we'll think you're all dead. And the news networks don't know it yet.
All right. Well, if I'm running for my life, I'll just log on Facebook quickly and update you guys.
Yeah, as you're running, of course. I mean, we're not inconsiderate. You have to run. Just make sure while you're
iPhone, just before I die.
Yeah. Just while you're fleeing, just give us a heads up that it's coming.
Yeah, that's fine. No worries.
Yeah. Well, as long as you'll probably get a seat in heaven if you're thinking of others right before you die.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking of you guys, though.
Oh, right.
Oh, well, that's close. That's pretty much heaven in itself.
Yeah. God knows we won't tell anyone. We're just going to take it for ourselves and run.
Yeah. All right, Dan. Thanks. Thanks for that update, and we will look forward to that Facebook.
Well, what's a good saying post from Down Under? I want a good saying.
A good saying.
Yeah, like, something slang like "good day" or something.
Oh, cheers, cunt.
Cheers, cunt. I like that.
Now, what's a situation somebody might say that? I like that.
Oh, just thank you. Cheers, cunt.
Oh, so like you're at the grocery store and.
There's like
somebody,
an old lady serving you. Yeah. Right. Cheers, cunt.
Old lady serving you. And now, cheers, cunt.
Now, does cunt translate the same in Australian as it is in American language?
Mate? Yeah, I think.
No, cunt.
Yeah, just mate.
No.
It's mate.
No, cunt is not mate here.
It's also like a female vagina.
Yeah, that's really what it's known for.
It's a really
opposed to the male.
It's a word we don't want to use.
Really bad word in the United States.
Yeah, you don't want to call a broad a cunt, or she'll go crazy on you.
Dude, I call my friends cunts all the time.
Yeah, man, I wish I lived in Australia. Cunt.
You're our cunt. Thanks, now. The cunt of the show.
Cheers, cunt.
The cunt of our show.
Man, that's awesome.
That's a
good saying.
That's liberating to say, hey, cunt.
Hey, cunt.
Cheers, cunt.
And not get slapped.
Yeah. Wow, I'm going to have to start using this as a thank you at the grocery store.
Be careful if you ever come to America, be careful using that, though.
Yeah.
Cheers, cunt. Bam. You're gonna...
Yeah. That's
cool. Somebody lets you cut in line at Wahoo's Fish Tacos.
Cheers, cunt.
Cheers, cunt.
I like that. I'm going to use that anyway, even if it...
Are you shitting with us, Dan?
Dan's fucking with us.
I wouldn't use it at grocery store, but you can use it with your mates.
All right, cheers, cunt.
But I'm not. Yeah, I'm not. I'm shitting you with like the. You know, you wouldn't use it to people you don't know. But
so old ladies, you wouldn't say, "Hey, cheers, cunt."
No, you wouldn't.
What would you call them? Whore?
You say it to your
slut.
Mates. Like I'd say it to you guys. You're like, "Yeah, cheers, cunt."
No.
No worries.
All right, well, you learn something new every day.
Yeah, we're learning the language of the world. That's what we're doing here. That should
we're
be
pretty
a segment.
Late back here, so we don't really give a fuck.
Well, cheers, cunt. Thanks for being on the show.
All right, thanks, cunts.
We'll talk again soon.
And you guys suck at geography, by the way.
We suck at geography.
Geography.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you know the fucking capital of Finland.
Helsinki.
Well, you just heard that. Okay,
I messaged you on fucking Skype when it was coming up.
Okay, what's the capital of Kazakhstan?
Kazakhstan?
Kazakhstan.
There's no such country.
No, there is such a country. Look it up, my friend.
I think you're talking about Kyrgyzstan or Kazakhstan.
No, I'm talking about Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
No, look it up. Seriously, look it up, my friend. Yeah, so okay. You suck at geography too, my friend.
What's the capital of Congo?
Oh, he's looking it up. We can hear you typing.
That's the Google
shit.
Alert.
There's a Kazakhstan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But where is it?
You cunt.
It's in the Middle East.
Look at him clicking away.
Yeah, he's clicking.
I don't.
He doesn't
him.
Trust me.
I don't trust
what
you.
What a jerk. What a jerk, Dan. I hope you don't die.
Nah, give me something normal, like fucking capital of China or some shit.
What? That is normal. Kazakhstan is the same as Finland to me. I don't know either. You could have said Bukashosh.
Okay, what's the capital of New South Wales?
So what?
What's the capital of New South Wales?
That's not even a country.
It's not a country. It's a state in Australia.
Yeah, well, we don't really pay attention to Australia. It's Sydney. It's Sydney.
That's correct.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
I need to get a bow.
I did bow, actually. Wow. Are you here? No, are you watching us?
He's talking about the bell, I think, now.
Oh, I thought he said I did bow, though.
That's good.
I like playing geography questions with listeners. I don't know why, but I'm enjoying it.
How about what's the capital of Maine?
Are you serious?
Yeah. I bet he doesn't know either. Don't look at a map. I bet Eddie doesn't know either. And don't type. We can hear you typing.
I know you can. Honestly, fucking Maine.
Fucking Maine.
You know where Maine is?
I know it's in America, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We're getting closer.
Is the capital start with M as well?
No.
I can't tell you anything.
No, Eddie doesn't know.
I just didn't want to say the full word because then I'd sound like an idiot.
Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, what's that, Maryland or whatever the fuck it's called?
No, that's a whole other story.
Maryland. Yeah. Maryland.
That's a whole other
Maryland.
Story. Maryland. I like that.
Maryland. Maryland's a suburb of Washington, D.C., the home of the capital.
No, it's not. That's completely wrong.
That is not wrong.
Yeah, it is. Maryland is not a suburb of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Thank you. God.
I need to review my geography, I think.
Okay, what's the capital of Maine, Eddie?
I was asking Dan.
Yeah, I got it wrong, so I handled it.
Okay, okay, okay. What? Okay. What's the capital? I'm asking Eddie, not you, Dan. Both of you. We'll see who. You got to beep for. Say the name. What's the capital of Morocco?
Saint Morocco.
Dan?
AIDS.
Casablanca?
Shit.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Fucking kidding
no,
me?
No, I'm not. Look it up.
Isn't that in fucking Spain or some shit?
No. Oh, my God.
Isn't Casablanca...
Okay, can I say Dan's fucking giving a shit for not knowing geography, yet he doesn't know anything.
Outside of Australia.
Yeah. Okay, but most of the questions you're asking before, I knew all the answers to, but not this.
Yeah, if not now, yeah, because it's kind of hard when you're on the spot. Up,
the hot seat is always different when you're in the hot seat.
Yeah, when you can't Google shit, it's hard.
I didn't fucking Google anything. You can't.
Oh, you're my bro, too. Yeah.
All right, the pressure is on.
What? I'm trying to think. Do you have one? You have a question?
No.
We're asking capitals. Wow.
I think I've spent. But we're gonna have to. Why don't we do some sort of a trivia? Like a do a real.
Oh,
game show.
I got one. I got one. The capital of Libya.
I don't know.
Oh shit! I don't know.
You know. That's a problem. You don't know the answer
Tripoli.
Yourself. Tripoli?
Yeah. It is. Are you kidding? Google that. Google it. It's Tripoli, you fucker.
I don't want to Google it.
No, Google. Dan, Google that for me. We're listening to
someone. What's the capital of South Africa?
Oh, shit.
Is he Googling right now? What
He's
is he doing?
It's Tripoli for Libya. Thank you.
Libya.
Yeah. South Africa. Oh, shit. Cape Town? No. No, the Cape Town's the southernmost part. There is like another city in there. You know who would be really good at this?
Chris?
Yeah. Am I right? Is Cape Town? I don't know. I don't think you're... I don't know. That's the only city I can think of. There's another city, though. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Who really cares about Africa?
I'm over this shit.
I'm totally over it. All right, thanks.
Was I right about Tripoli, though?
This is what we got to do. Let's get Dan and Sebastian both. We'll have like a head-to-head game show.
With Eddie, because Eddie really sucks,
too.
I'll be in there, too.
What do you win?
Yeah.
Well, we'll get a prize. Don't worry. We'll have a real prize.
I don't think you can afford shipping to Australia.
We won't pay for it. It's fine.
I'll pay for it. Yeah.
You'll pay That's for right. shipping and the price.
Yeah, and yeah, I'll pay for everything.
If you act now, it's only $9.99, and we'll double the offer. Shipping not included.
Double the offer of nothing. Take it or nothing.
We'll send you a Bowflex. You just have to pay for shipping.
A Bowflex.
Yeah.
All right. Fun capital of Libya.
Tripoli.
Well, it is Tripoli. It is.
Thank you. God.
What's I South don't care Africa? About this.
We'll find it later. Right. We'll look at that.
Thank you, Dan. We have
He's
to go.
He's quickly going. Don't forget to let us know if you live.
Bye-bye, Dan. Don't say
cheers,
sorry.
Cheers, cunts.
Cheers, cunt. All right.
I really hope he Facebooks us and says, hey, I'm still alive, guys, just so you know.
I hope he gives us an update also. I like saying cheers, cunt, though.
I would really like to wake up in the morning and have that stress not on my shoulders.
Well, check your Facebook. And
when I wake up in the morning.
We'll check it in like 3 hours.
I'll be asleep in 3 hours.
Well.
I'm lame.
So you're going to have to.
I'm lame.
Megan has been extremely goddamn
distracted. I'm past my bedtime right now, bro.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm getting there. why don't we wrap up the old show?
Yeah.
I said no more Chris final thoughts. We try to get him on for a quick final thought.
No.
No?
No.
I'll do the final thought.
Megan, you want to do the final thought? Okay.
I hope she can form a sentence.
Here you go.
What
did we learn today?
I almost let my dog eat too much peanut butter.
All right, go.
Okay, we learned that the world has not ended yet.
No shit.
Uh-huh.
What else?
And that it's going to end at 6 p.m. And we learned that I'm thinking.
This is the worst final thought of all time.
No, she's actually trying to think of what we did.
You have to wrap up the entire show.
Yeah, Chris always does the last 5 minutes of the show.
Okay.
Lately, because he's
lazy.
And
then we talked to a band. And then we talked to a kid named Austin or Dustin.
Austin.
Uh-huh.
Austin. And then we talked to...
No, what about it? I'll just say we did it.
We did. We talked
what
to
about
this
it?
Guy.
Well, what about it would you like to know?
What... Have you ever listened to the show? Do you know what the final thought is about? You have to say something about it.
Have you ever seen
poignant.
Jerry Springer?
Oh, like a reflection.
Yeah,
it's a reflection.
Oh. No, the final thought is not a reflection. It's you gather everything we've talked about and you give a statement of what we've learned. You don't go back and say everything we've done.
Yeah.
It's not a conclusion.
It's like Jerry Springer's final thought.
Like the moral of the story.
Exactly.
What is the moral of this show specifically?
I said that from the beginning. The world has not ended.
That's not a moral.
No, I would say that was it.
That's not it.
What was the underlying theme of the show tonight?
The end.
The end is, yeah.
Not
the world
near.
Ending.
Cheers, cunt.
Eddie doesn't even know what the final thought should have been.
I don't know. That's why I never do it. That's why it's Chris's thing.
It's a rhetorical question.
Do you know the definition of rhetorical?
Yeah, it means that there's not really a right answer. Like, there's not an answer.
No.
You're not supposed to answer it.
No, you don't know. You don't know the word of rhetorical.
I had to cut her off.
You
cut
don't,
off her mic.
No one... Oh, God. I feel like Chris right now. I feel like I'm better than everybody because I'm good at geography, kind of, and I kind of know nothing.
It's the Extreme Bits Radio Show. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again next time.
And we'll let you know what the capitalists... Yeah, we might not be here next time.
Next time we won't... Yeah, well, what?
Well, we might not be here. The world might end tomorrow.
Yeah, who knows?
God, dude. Eddie cannot follow along with anything we're saying.
It's because Megan's saying shit off mic over here.
You shouldn't have given her Advil PM.
What? I don't even want to turn on her mic. She's being very distracting tonight.
Yeah. Get in control of your woman.
There we go.
God. You have the least amount of control over your woman that I've ever seen a man have over a female.
Don't say that.
You offended her.
Let me slap her.
Turn that off.
I'll see you.
All right, we gotta
get off the air.
Just get off the air here.